Welcome to Thriving with Arthritis. I'm Dr. Diana Gurnita, your host and an experienced rheumatologist. In this podcast, we explore arthritis and autoimmune diseases, covering topics like rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, gout, and much more. From valuable insights to cutting-edge research, this podcast is your guide. Whether you are new to this condition or you are a long-time warrior, Thriving with Arthritis is here to support you. Welcome back to the Thriving with Arthritis podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Diana Gurnita, and I'm happy to have you here. In our first episode, we discussed why this podcast exists and also the importance of raising awareness about arthritis and autoimmune diseases. In the second episode, I have explained to you that arthritis can be of different types, from degenerative forms to inflammatory arthritis and other forms that we call autoimmune forms of arthritis. In this episode, we will go deeper and I will explain to you what is rheumatoid arthritis. Why? Because rheumatoid arthritis is the most common form of autoimmune disease affecting your joints. Just in the United States, there are about 1.5 million people that live with rheumatoid arthritis. I'm going to start by telling you a story of one of my patients. Her name was Georgia. When Georgia came to see me, she was about 42 years old. She was the family breadwinner and the owner of a successful baking company. I have been familiar with her famous cannolis long before she came into my office. When she walked into the office, I immediately noticed her hunched posture. Georgia was walking like she was much, much older. She was bent over and she was moaning with every step. She said to me, "Doc, I have always been healthy, but I have never been in so much pain." She told me that over the course of just 4 weeks, she developed pain and swelling in her hands and then her wrists and then her elbows, and that prevented her from working. Then in another 2 weeks before this appointment, she started to develop swelling in both of her knees and she found herself barely able to walk. "Mornings are the worst," she said to me. "I cannot get out of the bed. I need to constantly move because otherwise I get very stiff." She told me how she went to the urgent care and then she went to the emergency room. They gave her some pills which barely touched the pain, but nobody told her what she has. Based on her symptoms, I knew that Georgia was most likely having a diagnosis of inflammatory arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis. And like many of my patients with rheumatoid arthritis, her symptoms, her physical symptoms, were accompanied by a confused emotional state. After I examined her and I discussed with her the symptoms, I broke the news. "Georgia, I do suspect that you might have an inflammatory arthritis that we call rheumatoid arthritis." She was looking at me in disbelief and she said, "Isn't that for older people?" A few weeks after the testing, my diagnosis was confirmed. Georgia had rheumatoid arthritis. Now, what is rheumatoid arthritis? Like Georgia, you might also have some questions or some misconception about what arthritis means. It might be difficult for you to understand when they mention the term rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease which is caused by a dysfunction in your immune system. When working properly, your immune system protects you from invading bacteria or viruses. But in immune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, the immune system makes a mistake and begins attacking the body's own tissue. In this case, initially the joints. Now, more specifically, immune system cells inflame the synovium, which is a thin membrane lining your joints. Now, over time, this inflammation damages and erodes away all the surrounding cartilage, and then it gets to the bone, and it does affect the soft tissues. This leads to the symptoms that you recognize for rheumatoid arthritis, like joint pain, swelling, stiffness, and eventually deformities if you let the disease untreated. What is specific for rheumatoid arthritis is that affects both sides at the same time. And I'm going to give you some examples. Both hands, both knees, both ankles at the same time. And it's all in a symmetric pattern. And this happens most of the times. Of course, there are some situations when things can look differently, but most patients will present with what we call bilateral and symmetric signs and symptoms. While rheumatoid arthritis commonly affects the small joints of the hands or feet, or can affect the wrist or knees, this is a systemic disease that gradually can impact the whole body. The widespread inflammation puts rheumatoid arthritis patients at risk to develop complications, and many patients will complain about fatigue, eye problems, lung disease, anemia, and they do have an increased cardiovascular risk. We will discuss more in detail in the future episodes about the potential complications of rheumatoid arthritis if it's left untreated and if you let the inflammation to continue. Now imagine inflammation like a fire. If you let it unchecked, it will burn the whole house. The same happens with rheumatoid arthritis. Slowly but surely, the fire or the inflammation will affect your whole body. What are the causes of rheumatoid arthritis? Unfortunately, we still don't know what are the causes of rheumatoid arthritis and why some individuals develop it while others do not. But it's likely a mix of genetic predisposition and environmental risk factors. And I'll give you more examples. But I have to assure you, like I tell all my patients, that rheumatoid arthritis is not your fault. If you have a first-degree relative, like your mom or your sister, with rheumatoid arthritis, then the risk is definitely higher. If you live in a polluted area, like a metropolitan area, then you will have a higher risk to develop rheumatoid arthritis. If you smoke or if you are exposed to secondhand smoking, your risk to develop this disease, rheumatoid arthritis, is higher. But not only that, if you smoke, your disease might be more aggressive. And if you smoke, the risk is that your response to treatment is diminished. Another risk factor is poor dental hygiene. If you have a lot of cavities, if you have a gum disease, then your risk to develop rheumatoid arthritis is higher. There are certain bacteria that we have in our oral cavity that will increase your risk to develop this disease. So take care of your dental hygiene. Now, if you are obese, obesity seems to increase also the risk to develop rheumatoid arthritis. But not only that, even your lifestyle. And this is what we're going to talk in this podcast. I'm going to talk to you about how lifestyle will impact how you feel with rheumatoid arthritis or will impact your risk to develop this disease. Because I'm a strong believer in the connection between your mind and your body. And as I said, certain dietary approaches like too much sugar, too much salt, or too much processed food will increase your risk to develop rheumatoid arthritis, but not only that, will make you feel worse if you do develop this disease. Now, before we wrap up, I would like to give you three key teaching points about rheumatoid arthritis. Number one, rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition, not the regular wear and tear arthritis caused by aging. The underlying issue is that your immune system attacks your joints, not just general degradation over time. Number two, contrary to the popular belief, rheumatoid arthritis can strike people at any age, including people that are young, between 20 and 30 years old, and it seems to affect more females than men. Rheumatoid arthritis can also happen around the menopause age, so it's not strictly an old person disease. Number three, early diagnosis and then aggressive treatment and appropriate treatment is absolutely crucial to stop rheumatoid arthritis progression. We don't know how to cure the disease, but we do know to keep it in remission. To prevent further joint damage is what we need to do. If you are struggling with rheumatoid arthritis, or if you care for someone that you love with rheumatoid arthritis, I encourage you to continue to listen to my podcast and learn more about this disease. Now, thank you for joining me today on another episode in my podcast, Thriving with Arthritis. Tune in the next week when I will be discussing about 10 unexpected signs of rheumatoid arthritis that you should not ignore. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Until the next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep thriving. Thank you for joining Thriving with Arthritis podcast. If you find today's episode valuable, please subscribe. Consider to leave us a review, as your feedback helps us improve and reach out to more people like you. Remember, you are not alone in your journey with arthritis and autoimmune diseases. Together, we can learn, grow, thrive, and not just survive. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will dive deeper into more topics that will matter to you. Until then, keep thriving.